Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state of caregiving in Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering an online Master of Science in Allied Health program that prepares graduates to transform healthcare through a lens of social justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Between looking after aging parents and raising young children, caregiving is an extremely common experience in the Midwest, impacting 4 in 5 people. As anyone who's been a caregiver knows, the job can come with a lot of stressors, financial and emotional, and most say they want more support. That's according to an ongoing research project examining the topic. It's a collaboration between AARP, regional universities, rural development centers, and the National Farm Medicine Center. Shoshona Inwood, a rural sociologist from Ohio State University, is involved in the project. Hi, Shoshona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you and your colleagues have surveyed thousands of people about their caregiving experiences. How does Ohio fit into the big picture here? Are there any challenges that are unique to our state?
Well, Ohio is very similar to all other states in the North Central region in that caregivers, particularly those who are giving care for both children and adults, tend to be much more stressed and experience higher rates of financial hardship than those who are only giving care just to children. About half of caregivers in the region are experiencing financial difficulties. And the way that they're experiencing those difficulties are about half are taking on debt, 40% stop saving, and 38% missed or were late paying a bill. And we know that this can have profound consequences for an individual and family's stability and also for their long-term trajectory and livelihood.
Oh, wow. Do you find that caregiving needs differ in rural settings versus urban or suburban settings?
Yeah, one of the interesting things that we're seeing is that caregivers who tend to be more stressed and financially stressed are actually located in rural areas and also tend to be women, low income, and are also more likely to be caregivers of color.
Okay. Well, in rural areas specifically, I'm curious how you've seen a lack of rural childcare options. How does that affect farmers? Does it stand in their way?
You know, the lack of access to affordable quality childcare has had a huge impact on the farm population. And it's one of those invisible issues that folks are really ready to talk about. It affects the ability to get the farm work done. It affects the ability to keep kids safe on the farm. And it affects parents' mental health and their stress levels. One of the other things that we've really been learning about through this study is how also important public schools are and any kind of schooling is for childcare. It's actually a really affordable part of childcare. And so having good quality schools is really important to farmers because it allows them to get work done while they know that their child is in a safe place.
So you also testified before Congress and you've advocated for childcare to be added to the 2024 Farm Bill. How do you see that helping rural families?
Well, one of the things that's been a really exciting development is the Bipartisan Enhancing Childcare in Rural America Act that was introduced by Senator Brown here in Ohio and other colleagues in both the House and the Senate in the same day with bipartisan support. And what that will do is unlock rural development funds that can be used for everything from building new facilities to professional development training for childcare providers, whether they're center-based or in-home-based. And there's really no one solution for all of America's childcare problems. And we know that folks know what they need. So hopefully these dollars can really provide the resources that communities need to start increasing the flow of quality, affordable childcare, particularly into rural communities. Before COVID, 3 in 5 rural communities was classified as a childcare desert. So we know that we need more solutions that are going to basically enhance rural vitality, also increase workforce attraction and retention. And we know childcare is a key part of that.
Okay, that was Shoshona Inwood with Ohio State University. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.